Everyone, I'd like to welcome you to Ohio Exopolitics. It's 4:30 p.m. Eastern at the 27th of July, 2020. I have what I consider an interesting clip about Dr. Fauci. So let me play this and we'll get started.
Guys, and it gets into Fauci and the programs and Bill and Melinda Gates and the actual gain of function. Here's Newsweek. Dr. Fauci backed controversial Wuhan lab with U.S. dollars for risky coronavirus research with spliced virus chimeras using weaponized bat viruses. Oh, okay. Here's another one, 2015. Lab-made coronavirus triggers debate. Gain-of-function weaponized SARS COVID-2 virus. And it goes into how deadly it is to transfer it. I'll be getting into that a little bit later. The emperor has no clothes. Everything Fauci has told us has been a giant galactic-sized lie. He told us 2.5 million would be dead in America, then 2.2 million. Then he told us all the hospitals would be full and we needed hundreds of thousands of ventilators. And now as they test everybody, the number of positives goes up, the number of deaths goes down, but they put out deceptive headlines saying record deaths. Then they'll say, oh, because it's some little town had three deaths. They didn't have any before, so now it's record deaths. They're all playing semantical games. And Greg Reese did an excellent report that we're going to air coming up at the bottom of the hour where he shows the NIH website currently admitting that if you've ever had a bacterial infection, I didn't know that, they've added that, or a coronavirus, that's the common cold, or the flu, usually in about a decade, you will test positive for COVID-19. So when you see stories about there's 60% false positives, bull, you know what? Unbelievable fraud, because it was the Wuhan lab that had a Bill and Melinda Gates finance directive in it that created the test that was then approved 7 months ago in China that we then adopted. Look it up. Unbelievable. And medical doctors are trying to write books and publish them, and Amazon won't even let them sell them. But it's all NIH. It's all admitted. That's what's crazy is none of this is even hidden. I just showed you New Scientist. I just showed you NIH. I just showed you Newsweek saying Fauci ran the programs with Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation grants from them to the NIH and then given to the Wuhan lab in the hundreds of millions of dollars, illegal gain-of-function weaponized testing that they shipped to China to do it there. Just like the CIA has black torture sites in China under Obama. But then Sinclair, bigger than Fox, thousands of TV stations around the country, tried to air it. CNN tattled, and so now they're not going to do it right now. This is how crazy this is. It's like if Eric Bolling wanted to have a thing on Sinclair saying Santa Claus has a big white beard, and Santa Claus wears a red and white outfit. He's a jolly old elf. They say, oh, you can't talk about that. Santa Claus wears a green outfit. And, you know, it's unbelievable fraud. Let me just stop there. Let me just stop there. The very same criminal groups that have brought you the overblown hoax of COVID-19, the very same groups that are telling us that we can never reopen the country again, but China's wide open, are the same ones telling you that every day when Black Lives Matter and Antifa shoot up innocent people's cars, in many cases brain damaging them and killing them, whole bunch of deaths in the last 3 days, that's peaceful, while simultaneously saying we're going to burn the country down if Trump gets reelected in Atlantic Monthly. oh, and we're going to use the military to take Trump out if we challenge the election and he doesn't bow to that. I've got a bunch of compilations of people being shot and shot at when we come back. And I'm going to go over for radio listeners and narrate it. But you have to understand that this is systematic, terroristic activity being done to bring this nation to its knees and intimidate Americans. And people say, well,
and that is what is happening in the world today. The United States is being brought to its knees. Very disturbing. It's almost too much to even process. Sometimes I just have to focus on local events, like the things that are happening right within my periphery, and not think about these other things. I'm going to read a little from Contact Report 244, and it's another conversation between Billy and Ta. So let's start out here. This is Billy. Billy says, it's nice that you're still coming in the old year. It really took a long time, as you said, but still be welcome, my friend. I really missed you. But there are also some questions that are important that you give me answers. I am happy that you are here again and that you are doing well, I see. Ta, the joy is also mine, friend Edward. For quite some time now, it has also been a great need for me to see you again and to entertain myself with you. However, I don't want to do this officially, but together among friends, which is why I would like to ask you to bring up your questions so that I can answer you, after which we talk in personal form. There are also some things that are not directly related to me to discuss, but I assume that you can give me some advice. There are various things to discuss that should be made public. Of course, Billy says, I will follow your wishes. So I will immediately come to my questions. The first of which is, Ta says, the whitest. Billy says, the next question is it possible, or given that organic life forms in the world, space, age faster than on Earth, or on other planets due to some circumstances? Ta says, certainly. A certain radiation in the world space, which I do not want to describe in detail, and also in its actual mode of action, and may not name, causes a faster aging of organic life forms in the free world space. I don't know what the free world space is. I'm just reading it right now. Maybe they'll explain it. If the life forms are not protected by any devices, protective clothing, or space bodies, etc., this radiation prevails in the entire world space. While these are weakened, however, on planets by their different spheres, as far as possible, and come only very minimally to the validity. Very many people on Earth are of the mistaken opinion that any things that prevail on Earth could only be changed if people together would change these things together. They do not understand, however, that the world and the things can only be changed if each individual does something about it, which is why each individual human being must take the initiative and act in a personal way. These individual people then group together with like-minded people who can be found practically automatically, creating an actionable and useful force through which the negative can be changed for the better and real progress achieved. It is not understood, however, that the individual human being must take the initiative and act, which is why one always waits for a group to form somewhere that can be joined by those who think someone in the form of this group, to think somewhat are in the form of this group, In this group, these individuals are strong and energetic, but on their own, they are completely and absolutely uninitiative, fearful, and unable to live. I know that this misconduct lies in the failure to recognize and reject self-responsibility. In every relationship, and in the failure to recognize and grasp the truth in all things. But I find no other way to make this clear and understandable to people than the one I have always used, that I throw the truth at the people's heads with hard words, which does not, however, bring the success that should actually be expected from rational people. And I remember Billy saying that the truth has to be presented harshly, which I don't know exactly why, but let's continue here. I always study around with the fact that there should be a word of power which immediately has the necessary positive effect, if the word is only spoken. But I do not find such a word of power. I don't know what he means by a word of power. Often one is almost overcome with sheer despair when one sees that all talking, roaring, asking, and explaining is simply useless. How do you see these things? Is there any possibility other than the way I do everything? Everything behaved in this way in Nicodemus' times, but perhaps some way in your federation have made new experiences in this relationship and go beyond what I know and point a new way in relation to the teaching of people and in relation to the awakening and application of bearing each person's self-responsibility. So Billy's talking about trying to find a new way to reach people, and particularly in teaching. And he's also talking about that we should be taking action, even if it's a small action. If there's something that we'd like to change, we must take action. And then somehow like-minded people tend to group together, and then that leads to a bigger possibility. Toss says, you say a true word when you say that everything was like this already in Nicodemus' times. In fact, everything has been preserved since then, and nothing has changed in this respect. And of course, Nicodemus is one of the earlier incarnations of Billy's spirit form. And Nicodemus taught on other worlds and other galaxies and other solar systems, on other planets. And, well, that's a long story in itself. Nicodemus already then fathomed that human thinking, senses, and aspirations are interpreted in the form you have just described, and that the only way of teaching people can also only be handled and exercised in the form you have also described and applied to yourself. Since Nicodemus' times, no wise men have gained other insight or made other experiences in this respect, nor any wise men in our federation. Also, the level Arahat Athrasata has no other experience knowledge, which you know better than me. Now, Arahat Athrasata, again, there are 7 stages of human development: primitive, rational life, intelligent life, real life, life in creational wisdom, life in the half physical, half spirit body, and then life in the total spiritual stage, in the first stage of the spiritual levels, and there are 7 of those, is Arahat Athrasata. And my understanding is that Billy's spirit form has been in Arahat Athrasata and has come back into the physical to teach, to save our buns, so to speak, here on the earth. Billy says, thank you. It was only a question of whether something newer, knowledge and experience had been acquired in this form in recent times. That's an awkward wording. I would say a bad translation. But this is not the case. a pity. So I come to the next question in the group. We have recently had problems with the absence of group members in the monthly meetings and the meditations on the third month. There has been a murmur throughout the group, especially because of Bridget, who works as a nurse and is therefore often absent. You and I, we have talked about this several times, and you said that her profession was actually her destiny, and that as a result, she could not be occupied with various obligations in the group as the other members of the group were. As a consequence, I explained to Bridget that her work was always ahead of her, since it was given according to the regulations. In this episode, she has been absent several times this year, from the monthly meetings, the meditation, the night vigils, and the Sunday services. I didn't know they had night vigils. I guess that's when they guard. I haven't heard of that. Sunday services, I didn't know they had those either. Of course, we're talking about Switzerland and the Semyase Silver Star Center and the core group that meets there. Have I perhaps misunderstood you, or is something else wrong because the grumbling in the group becomes loud? So I guess other people are concerned about it. That shouldn't be the case if everything behaves correctly. Patel says, that's an issue I wanted to discuss with you anyway. You know, this is one of the things that happens in these contact reports, where they start talking about kind of sometimes mundane things or little things that are happening within the group, which probably some people find very interesting. Other people may not find this quite as interesting. Billy said, but there's a lot of stuff that's quite interesting in these contact reports. So let me not steer people in a negative way at all, because that's one of the reasons why I started covering these again. There are just so many interesting things that you kind of stumble over, and there are also some useful things that can really be practical and helpful. Billy says, man, I'm glad you can forget something that's important too. So I'm not alone with this problem that I've had sometimes since I collapsed in 1982. Now, there's something that I knew Billy at one point had some health issues, but I didn't know that he collapsed, and I didn't know it was 1982. So it just goes to show you. I mean, no matter how much you study this stuff, there's always so much that you never covered. You covered very briefly and then forgot, which is probably my case. But now to your question. You really must have understood me, because the release of Bridget in connection with her profession only refers to self-willed and thus to voluntary duties towards the group and the mission. This means that she must fully fulfill her duties when it comes to those that are missionary, such as monthly meetings, meditations in the form of the third weekend, initiation, center meditation, night watch, Sunday service, and group work in the areas of Engelbert, Maria, Cornelia, Silvano, Madeline, and Brunhei. Boy, I could never be one of these core members. They have so much going on. You'd have to literally just kind of sacrifice so many things from your life and just, you know, let them sit there. Of course, I do spend a fair amount of time doing this show, but it just doesn't seem to be the same. I think they really have, you know, hard work. We're mostly learning this material is just, yeah, I mean, there's some work when it comes to really covering the Might of Thoughts stuff, but a lot of it's just fun. And the Might of Thoughts is, and the same with the other books like the Psyche and the Way to Live and Kelk Der Wahrheit. They have so much useful, practical information in it that you can't really complain. But I don't know if I could do all these vigils and all these meditations and all this, but hats off to those who do. She can only be exempted from the above-mentioned obligations. And this results from the application of the above-mentioned rules. And if these rules are fulfilled directly on behalf of the of her employers. So what does it mean that she can be exempted from obligations? Billy says, Patah says, only those matters that relate to self-regulation and self-reliance and voluntary duties, such as the several weekly proof readings, etc., that you make. There's another thing they got to do. Proof reading for all of Billy's writings. Wow. Billy says, then the exception is very limited. But there's already a lot, Patah says. Billy says, but what is it like if she has to work according to her employment contract during the compulsory performance periods? Example, on the first and third weekend. Patah, she has to arrange things as much as possible so that she can fulfill her mission duty at these times. Only absolute exceptions can be made if the employer demands such an exception. Billy says, and I got Bridget into something through a misunderstanding that doesn't exactly help bring her mood to a climax. Through my fault, she has also acted against her obligations and presumably committed quite a bit of evil. I don't think that's right because I'm the one who actually is to blame. How can I repair this damage for Bridget's? Such a repair of damage, as you call it, is not necessary because Bridget acted according to your instructions and remarks, even if they were full of misunderstandings. So she has acted in good faith that your instructions and statements are correct, which puts her in a condition without error. I wonder if Bridget is still in the group. And I think this contact report was probably in the 80s. Let me take a quick look here. Excuse my digression. December 1992. Anyway, I feel for these people that are in the core group. They do a lot of work. Billy, that means that she didn't accumulate any injustice. Patah, certainly that is correct. It is within the range of good values, as is the case with all, except for the two group members whose respective unworth is still much higher than the average of all others. I wonder who those are. Poor people. May one know who the two are, Billy asks. Ta says, it is not necessary to give names because the two concerned know it themselves, or at least they can find out for themselves if they think about themselves and become honest with themselves. Billy, I understand. Then the next question, to what extent are medicinal herbs poisonous? And are they all poisonous, even for teas? Ta says, with very few exceptions, all herbs and medicinal herbs are non-toxic, only in certain quantities. If the correct and non-toxic amount is exceeded, then a toxic effect occurs very quickly, which can be presented depending on the herb tea. Wow. I wonder how many of these herb teas are bad. Line 37, from nausea, abdominal upset, headaches, vomiting, dizziness, vision problems, and many other lenient things, the effect can go as far as liver damage, cancer, and death. My goodness. You know, I stopped drinking coffee altogether. Probably it's almost been a year. I think it has been a year. Boy, it helped my stomach a lot. And I've stopped drinking tea as well. I'm not taking any caffeine that I can think of, that I know of. And the acidic quality of tea and coffee are quite bad. So anyway, hard on the stomach. Let me continue. So the principle is that too much is unhealthy, even with automatic herbs, medicinal teas, and teas. Medicinal herbs and teas. Ta says, this is indeed so. Do you know the names, Billy's, this is a new question. Do you know the names Virgil Armstrong, alias UFO Pope, as well as Douglas Pugh and James J. Hertak? I've had James J. Hertak on my show before. I always enjoyed talking to him. He's kind of hard to get a hold of. He's a very, very interesting guy. I'm sure that Ta is going to have bad things to say. We'll see. We'll see. The names are known to me. Why do you ask? Ta says. We've talked about Armstrong before. Billy, lunatics and fantasists who mess up ufology. Ta, I couldn't say it better. Billy, my next question refers to the Ishwishes of that kind who were of good character and other good values and who regulated things and were responsible in reference to the old Lyrians 389,000 years ago and 13,500 years ago. What was the name of the god with whom Emmanuel worked? And where did these three Ishwishes come from? Ishwishes, okay, let me look through this again quickly. Ishwishes, kings of wisdom, who were of good character and had good values, of 389,000 years ago, Lyrians, we're talking about Ishwishes, kings of wisdom who had good character and good values 389,000 years ago when the Lyrians were here. This is very interesting, I think. And 3,500 years ago, which I think was also when Lyrians were here. And one of these Ishwishes, I guess Emmanuel worked with. Okay, that was the summary. Sorry to bore you. Ta said, that slipped your memory. Billy says, I don't remember that. Should I? Ta says, that's part of your knowledge. You probably lost it as a result of your breakdown in 1982. Now they're talking about the breakdown again. But to answer your question, 389,000 years ago, Laris was the Ishwish who had the guilty travelers under his care. Before his work in the soul system, and therefore on Earth, he came from the planet Akt-Karin, in the Freeman system, which was a liaison colony in the area of the Neisser galaxy, which is 320 million light years away from Earth. Oh my, that's quite far. So now we know of an Ishwish who lived 389,000 years ago and planets and, you know, this colony in this other galaxy. Let's continue. 13,500 years ago, Ishwish Alatidus, who came from the land of Katami on the planet Laison, was responsible and in charge. Then I would like to know which planets you are responsible for as an Ishwish. For Era, for Earth, and for a planet called Amatiban. And where is the planet? So perhaps the sister planet of Era, which can be seen so beautifully in green-blue in the sky? No, Ishwish Quetzal is responsible for that now. Because the old Ishwish Atreides left his life. You told me in private that Quetzal Ishwish is on one of your planets. That's news. Where is he actually? When will the twit finally come back? And on which planet is he actually roaming around? Ta, if everything goes well, he will visit you in the course of the next year. That was unfortunately just as impossible for him as it was so far as impossible to bring you to my daughter, Semyase. Quetzal is responsible as Ishwish for two planets in the Harkomen system. Wow. What an incredible contact report. I'll try to keep this one in the queue for next time. You know, there is just so much in these contact reports. They are so full of information. I'm glad we're getting back into them. I didn't even talk about Mighty Thoughts today, which is stunning. Anyway, thanks for listening. You've been listening to Ohio Exopolitics, and I'm your host, Mark Snyder. Have a great day.